A single thunderstorm cell can build from clear sky to a towering, lightning-hurling giant in under 30 minutes. That speed is not chaos, it is chemistry. Meteorologists have identified three non-negotiable ingredients that must be present before any thunderstorm can exist: moisture, atmospheric instability, and lift. Remove any one of them, and the storm never starts. That is the recipe, Alina, and once you understand it, you will never look at a dark afternoon sky the same way again. Think of moisture as the fuel in the tank. Water vapor near the surface is the raw material a storm needs to build its towering cloud structure and eventually produce rain, hail, and lightning. But moisture does something even more powerful than just supplying water. When rising air cools and that vapor condenses into cloud droplets, it releases what physicists call latent heat, hidden energy that was stored when the water evaporated in the first place. That released heat warms the rising air parcel from the inside, making it more buoyant than it would otherwise be. The updraft feeds itself. More rise, more condensation, more heat, more rise. That self-reinforcing loop is why a storm can punch its cloud top miles into the upper atmosphere in a remarkably short time. Now, moisture alone is not enough. The atmosphere also has to be unstable. Here is the key idea. Instability is about temperature contrast between a rising air parcel and the air surrounding it. When surface air is warm and moist, while the air higher up is significantly colder, a lifted parcel stays warmer and less dense than its environment. That means it keeps rising on its own, like a hot air balloon that never runs out of fuel. A stable atmosphere is the opposite. The surrounding air is warm enough to stop a rising parcel in its tracks. Severe weather almost always requires deep instability, where that temperature contrast extends through a thick layer of the atmosphere. The greater the contrast, Alina, the more explosive the potential energy waiting to be released. The third ingredient is lift, the trigger that actually starts the engine. Moisture and instability can sit in place all day without producing a storm. Something has to push that surface air upward to get convection going. For example, surface heating on a summer afternoon creates thermals, invisible columns of rising warm air that can punch through a stable layer and ignite a storm. Cold fronts are another powerful trigger. Denser cold air slides under warm, moist air and forces it upward along the frontal boundary. Terrain works the same way. When wind hits a mountain range, the air has nowhere to go but up. Even converging surface winds, where two airstreams collide and have to go somewhere, can provide enough lift to start the process. The takeaway here is that lift is often the deciding factor between a calm afternoon and a severe weather outbreak. A mountain range or a passing front can be the difference between nothing and everything. Once all three ingredients align, the storm moves through a recognizable life cycle. It starts in a cumulus stage, dominated by rising air. The mature stage begins when precipitation falls and a downdraft develops alongside the updraft. That coexistence of powerful up and down motion is what makes the mature stage the most hazardous. Rain-cooled air spreading outward near the ground creates a gust front, a sharp boundary of shifting winds that can catch people off guard even miles from the storm's core. Eventually, those downdrafts cut off the supply of warm, moist air feeding the updraft, and the storm dissipates. A single cell commonly lasts 30 to 60 minutes, though systems built from multiple cells can persist far longer. The recipe, then, is elegant in its simplicity. Moisture provides the fuel, instability provides the drive, and lift provides the spark. Master those three ideas, and you hold the master key to understanding everything that follows: lightning, hail, and the rare but violent tornado.